up on their website and promoting it. And this one's up on their front page when you first, you know, log into MakerWorld. His model comes up there, but the biggest one before was a simple keyboard, a computer keyboard, just a rectangle keyboard, and you put, had to put, buy the parts and put it together. More like a game, not even I would consider a gaming keyboard. And that raised like $28,000, but yeah, he's already up to $34,000. His next stretch goal, he's going to add some, he's got to keep adding things to it as he gets higher and higher, so he's added a couple other case designs that you can pick from, which, like I said, are minimalistic cases. You or I could probably design the case for it, and so not much in the design aspect of it. The electronics, putting that together, he had to have some knowledge of. But so the next one is web, being able to bring it up on the website. So you're going to have it in a room, but also be able to have bring it up in a web browser to view your information. So he's trying to add to it. This next goal is at $36,000, which I guarantee he'll raise, because he's only $2,000 away from that with 40 days to go. So we'll definitely get to that point.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm not sure who gets all the money, whether the developer gets the money or just who gets the money on that crowdfunding. I'm assuming there's some kind of split there. I'm not sure how all that works out. But that's good. If they can make it happen, make it happen. That's great.
Yeah, I'm thinking, God, what could I design that somebody would want that, yeah, you can get something. I said, yeah, great, I could get half my weight for the year in 40 days, you know, if you were getting that. But, yeah, it would be a nice thing. And looking at the site, there's been only a few projects that didn't reach their funding, and they were real simple things. One was like an iPhone holder, and he was looking for $500, and he didn't meet the goal. But, I mean, even a lot of other things that I'm thinking, well, okay, they were asking for $500, they might get it, and they surpassed it by, you know, 3,000%, something like that. But that's good. They by doing that, and if they're getting the money or getting whatever out of it, a good portion of it, then you're going to get more and more qualified people making things, which is really good. It's helping to promote it. As long as what Washington and New York State don't kill off on us, and have other states, you know, Michigan follow other states doing this, these bills have both got to go down in flames and then get revived to, you know, figure out exactly what they want to do. Don't kill the whole hobby.